You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A media release from Massey University announced that Dr. Nikki Rennell has been awarded the Māori Health Research Postdoctoral Fellowship Grant. Dr. Rennell will partner with Māori communities in order to create more inclusive and sustainable nutritional eating habits. Charlie spoke to Dr. Rennell about her proposed research and how this will actively involve the Māori community.
Can you give an overview of what the Mātauranga Kai research project involves?
Certainly. Mātauranga Kai is about capturing the stories of Kai and Oranga, which is a holistic concept of well-being for future generations. As part of this research, we will conduct interviews with Ka Mātua and traditional knowledge holders to explore the Mātauranga of Kai as they were taught by their ancestors and if practices have changed over time. We are interested in how these stories might inspire and motivate changes in how we grow, eat, and choose kai in Aotearoa today.
Why is it important that there is a particular focus on the narratives and historical knowledge around kai instead of using a westernized informative approach?
We think it is important to focus on nutrition-related outcomes that are meaningful and effective for Māori. Western science considers the value of food in terms of the nutrients that it provides. Mātauranga considers the value of kai more broadly and holistically. For example, how it nourishes and interacts with individuals, communities, other species, and the environment.
In the media release, it also mentions connecting Māori back to their whenua. Can you tell us why that's an important aspect of the research process?
So Wakatū Incorporation's whānau-led Indigenous Crops Project aims to reconnect their whānau to their whenua and wai, utilising tikanga-led practices to grow traditional kai on their whenua. Māori food systems are interconnected with the health and well-being of individuals, whānaus, whenua and wai. We aim to assess the well-being impact of this whānau-led project to provide evidence for relevant agencies regarding the importance of supporting and empowering Māori whānau to achieve improved well-being through Māori tikanga-led solutions.
And how would you want to see this research be taken into the future? For example, as more sustainable products are released into the food market, should Māori well-being be taken into account here? Or would the focus be on maintaining the narratives that were handed down?
We hope that this research can inspire current and future generations to reconnect with te ao Māori to motivate healthier and more sustainable ways of eating. We hope that this research contributes to supporting the future aspirations of Māori and enhances the well-being of both people and the planet for current and future generations. The well-being of people and the environment should be taken into account within our food systems and when developing new sustainable food sources. This research has the potential to advance knowledge on the interconnectedness between food and well-being to inform a more holistic approach to nutrition promotion for all people, rather than the prevailing current focus on individual behaviour. And these stories that this research will capture will be a treasure for future generations and will likely inform how we can weave Mātauranga and science together to improve well-being for all people and the environment.
That was Dr. Nikki Rennell from Massey University, Taranaki, speaking with Charlie.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.